Now, Meade finally did express an interest in taking the attack to Lee. Lincoln told him no. He said, keep up a threatening attitude, but do not advance. Well, while this is going on the Union side, the Confederate planners in Richmond decided to detach two divisions from the Army of Northern Virginia, James Longstreet's divisions under Lafayette McLaws and John Bell Hood, and shift them westward to reinforce Braxton Bragg's army in North Georgia. That indicated that on the Confederate side, as on the Union side, Virginia had dropped to a position where it was considered less important than what was going on out west. So that's what's happening in Virginia. Not much is the bottom line. What about out along the Mississippi River? Well, Grant and the Federals found themselves in a position of having accomplished everything they had been hoping to accomplish for a long time, taking control of the Mississippi River, and they were somewhat at a loss as to how to follow that up. What should be our next target out west? What can we do to best build on this success that we've had at Vicksburg and at Port Hudson? Now, the North had the advantage, the wonderful luxury, really, of being able to pick a target anywhere up and down the Mississippi River because their naval power could project Union strength to any point along the river, supply Union armies at any point along the river, and therefore open up that entire vast stretch of the Confederacy to military operations that might end up with a Union victory. No worry about secure water transportation and supply lines as long as they operated near the river. They had the plus, really, of interior lines all along the line of the Mississippi because their naval power was absolutely paramount. The Confederacy severed in two. Now, they could go one of two directions. They could either focus their power westward toward what was called the Trans-Mississippi Theater, Arkansas, Indian Territory, Texas, and the bulk of Louisiana, or they could try to find a target east of the river or on the Gulf Coast that made sense as the next logical place to strike. Henry W. Halleck wanted to concentrate on the Trans-Mississippi region. He argued that Confederate forces there were relatively small and scattered. The states of Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas, he thought, might be driven out of the war entirely if the North focused enough resources on them and just took them off the board completely. Grant and Banks, in contrast, both wanted to attack Mobile, the last major Confederate port on the Gulf. If we could seal Mobile, they said, not only would that hurt the South in terms of costing them one more port, but it would also put us in a position, and this is especially Grant thinking, would put us in a position to strike into the heartland of Alabama and perhaps from there even into the heartland of Georgia. But like Halleck, Lincoln preferred the Trans-Mississippi. And Lincoln had a number of political reasons for wanting to look in that direction rather than toward Mobile. First, he wanted to open up cotton cultivation in Texas to free labor. If we can get control of Texas, all of those cotton lands in Texas will come under our control, and we can make a good cotton crop there. He and Secretary of State William Henry Seward also thought that if the Northern forces were successful in Texas, they could make a show of strength that would prevent France from trying to pull some kind of military operation, or at least entertaining thoughts of marching French troops out of Mexico to help the Confederacy. We'll talk more about this later, but for now it's enough to say that taking advantage of the Great War in the United States, Napoleon III in Mexico had sent 35,000 French troops to Mexico, and Mexico was now a puppet regime controlled by French interests. The United States worried that perhaps some of those French troops might wander north, and they didn't want that to happen. Union strength in Texas could help blunt that. Lincoln also reasoned that if Louisiana and Arkansas and Texas were freed of Southern military forces, they might be brought back into the Union. They might be reconstructed virtually immediately. Well, the final result was that Grant didn't get his way in this instance. He would have to wait to strike at Mobile. The final plan was that a Union army would advance into Arkansas. Nathaniel Banks would be reinforced and ordered to move into Texas. He was told to march up the Red River to get to Texas, but in fact, he would take another approach. He would go by sea to points along the Texas coast. And Grant would occupy himself by driving Joseph Johnston eastward out of Jackson, Mississippi. Johnston had come back into Jackson after Grant had moved on to Vicksburg.